This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
CES 2012 coverage is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Get 25% off their fourth generation hosting by using promo code CES2. Find more GoDaddy deals at tpn.tv.
Now we've got an exciting guest here from the Armor Group. This is Ashley Gale.
Hi.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Yes. So you're a UK-based company, I understand.
Yes. The inventors of the product are based in the United Kingdom, and we're helping them launch here at CES and into the United States market.
Okay. So this is the Quebec 2, the Q2, and it comes from Armor Home Electronics from that group.
Yeah.
Let's take a look and see what you've got here.
Okay. So this is a very different, I'll turn it around for the viewers, very different type of Wi-Fi internet radio. There are many internet radios out there in the market. This is different in that it's the first of its kind to be motion controlled.
Oh, there we go.
And so when I picked it up, it began to play then.
Yeah, so essentially you can change the stations by turning the device on one of its four sides.
Okay, so that was ESPN, and
Well, actually, this is a prototype that we're working on with ESPN, but the product comes in a range of five color options, and if I want to turn it down, I tilt it forward, and if I want to change from one of my presets, although there are 16,000 plus internet radio stations out there in the world, that's a huge choice. Most people from the research we've done will always come back to their three or four favorite stations. Yeah?
Yes, certainly.
And what you do is, before you set this up, you download some software from the website, q2radio.com, onto your Mac or Windows PC, and you're able to set this up, put in the access code for your Wi-Fi network, and then drag and drop your favorite stations that you want. And you can search by genre, by geography, by your...
So that's paired in some way with your account, then? It knows your device and your account and just links them up?
No, well, you link this via USB cable.
Oh, I see.
So it has a USB connector at the back.
Right.
Yeah. And you connect that into your host computer, Windows or Mac. And once you set it up and program one of the four favorites, one for each side, so each side has a preset station on it, you untether the radio from your Mac or Windows PC, and you're good to go. And when you want to change the station,
flip it over.
It takes a few seconds to sync up, and I don't know if you can hear that. Is it?
Yeah.
I've got the headphones on, so
yeah,
I'm not sure what's coming.
Yeah, it's a little hard to hear, but I think it's working.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm a kind of a weird guy, because I have like R&B, I like country, I like hip hop. So
when you're rolling this, it's all sorts of things coming out of it.
Yeah. So I have a
yeah.
Well, if you turn it around, you're gonna.
Oh, did I turn it off?
There it goes. Now that looks. Screen.
Is performing? That's NPA. That's NPR.
That's NPR.
So flip it, and then we got some R&B, maybe?
And that's, I think that's some reggae, if you wait up for a minute. Okay, Kiss Country, Florida, taking that on side two. I'm a big country fan.
You got to be careful, this thing rolls, right?
Yeah, well, when you put it in a
kinds of flavor.
Now, the really cool thing about this is that you can have this at home if you want to take your favorite stations with you into your place of work. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And as long as you have access.
Have Wi-Fi cloud that you're in.
Yeah, in your company, then you can listen to it in your cubicle or your place at work. It's got a...
I was going to say headphones.
Headphones. So although it's one speaker mono, it actually transmits via your headphones or earbuds in stereo.
Great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And as I said before, you turn it down by tilting it forward. And that's basically it. So the whole design brief around this is that less is more.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You know, because all the other radios out there, internet radios, that have a laundry list of features, functions, and that can overwhelm.
And the 16,000 choices, yes.
Yeah, and that can overwhelm a lot of consumers, So this would be a fantastic gift for maybe your mother or your father or even your grandmother.
Is this a prototype now?
No, this is a working product. It's launched here. It's available at a number of retailers, RadioShack.com, mm-hmm. Amazon are on board, HSN, Home Shopping Network, and a couple of others on Walmart.com.
Yeah. So nobody in your family would be interested in this, would they, Courtney?
No.
It's also cool for the youngsters as well who want to interact with the radio.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's louder and louder and louder. And
No, so if the phone rings, put it on its face and you mute it.
Shh. That's what you do.
Take your call.
Take my call.
Okay.
And then
when you finish. Okay. It'll take a few seconds to sync back up to the network.
Right.
Now, I'm actually running off a mobile hotspot here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I'm not in my home or my office. Okay. Mm. But if you have an iPhone that has a personal hotspot.
Where you can tether that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or an Android smartphone that also supports the hotspot capability as well. Then you could be on the beach and listen to your...
To your favorite stations that you've pre-selected
so
for that.
So the two kind of taglines we're using is either Wi-Fi radio with a twist, or turn your favorites on.
Turn your favorites on.
Yeah. We haven't quite figured out which tagline to go with yet.
That is just excellent. Now, again, where do people go to find more information?
Well, more information is on our website, q2radio.com.
Okay.
Okay. And once you drill down, it'll tell you which retailers you can find this on.
Now, it's the letter Q and then the figure.
Yeah, so letter Q for Quebec, number 2, radio. Q2radio.com.
Q2radio.com.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks very much, Essie, for joining us here today.
Yeah.
That's a very,
Thank
very
you.
Clever product.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. So, Courtney, you think that this is something that'll be under somebody's Christmas tree, perhaps?
I think perhaps it could be under the tree.
I'm
looking at the website here. There's obviously lots of different colors and things to choose from.
Right,
so this is really cool. Look at these. I don't know if they've got the IVGA.
Yeah,
up,
if we can pull up the IVGA and look at all the different colors and
colors
so forth
and
that are associated with that.
This would keep a kid entertained just flipping it just for the pure fact of flipping.
Yeah,
the
novelty
of flipping it.
Well, and I think the other thing that's really good about it is it can be customized. If the kids have it for a while, it's not all that hard to reprogram it.
Exactly.
To take it to the beach for adults.
Very cool.
And so forth.
Very cool product.
So it looks like our IVGA is not exactly fired up here today.
No, that's all right.
So,
you just have to go to the website again, q2radio.com.
Need to talk with you about GoDaddy. And, of course, GoDaddy has a new product called 4GH Hosting, which combines the power of cloud computing at web hosting prices. And what does that mean? That means that you're able to guard against distributed denial of service attacks. And most importantly, if you're successful, one of the problems in podcasting or new media is that what happens if you're successful and your server can't handle it? And that's what this new GoDaddy product takes care of, because it scales dynamically, dynamic traffic management, and a cluster of servers, not just a single server. Courtney, how many downloads did Tech Podcast have last year?
35 million.
You're fast. You can count them up just like that.
Very quickly, yes.
Yes. Well, there is a great value in GoDaddy Hosting, 4GH Hosting. Plans from $4.99 a month up to $9.99 a month. Just go to GoDaddy.com, check out the 4GH Hosting details, and use CES2. And why would you do that?
Because you're going to save 25%.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
this is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.